The Gemara said that the chiddush of the Mishnah is the ita nechayo that you're allowed to give to the chayo because the chayo is matznalo. So b'meli you're not over bali roe bali motze. But behema the loy matznalo and b'meli if she mishayo be over bali roe bali motze. So b'meli Kamash Malon, you're allowed to give to the behemoth, and we're not choishes that you'll be Meshayer and you'll be over Bali Roy Bali Motze. I'm stating the Gemara that the reason I would think that Chayo is better from behemoth, because Chayo Matznalo. Because the Chayo is Matznalo. And the Shaila is, why when the Chayo is Matznalo, you're not over Bali Roy Bali Motze? Gemara says, if you give it to the Chayo, not so bad. The Chayo is Matznalo. Avol, the behemah that is not matznalo, I will be over bali roi bali motze. If I will not be mevatan, I will forget and I will leave it there. But state klo that in the chayo, I will not be over if the chayo would be matznalo. But the Gemara is not mevar klo, why when the chayo is matznalo, I'm not over bali roi bali motze. The Gemara is not mevar. So when we learned yesterday, we learned it more like a mahalach of a chomet shenofer of mapoilis as a that under the ground, the chmeis where the animal puts it. And taste the state anders. Ve'im mishum chayim mishum de matznalo. Ve'ein oiver mishum baliyatmin, de baliyatmin nafkele melei motze. Ve'ein ze motzui, keivon she'ein yodua heichanu. Taste is mechadesh, that when the chaya hides the chometz, you're not oiver a yisro de reise, keivon she'ein yodua heichanu. While you don't know where it is, chometz that you don't know where it is, you're not over a isur deraisa. Chometz that you don't know where it is, you're not over a isur deraisa. And while the chayo is matznalo, so you don't know where it is, so you're not over baliroi deraisa. V'chein mashma, thesis is going to bring a riot to his yesoid, that chometz that you don't know where it is, you're not over baliroi deraisa. בפריקה, בפוריך, וכי משכח אסלו לבד לו. משמע כל כמה, דלו אם משכח לו, לא יעבור בלי רואה. תייסה סז, דגמור סז, אין דבו ומודבי, זה הבוי דקצור שיבטל. פרק דגמור, וואי? When he finds it, he will do the bot, he will מבטל אותו, he מבייר את. הוא עדים המשכח אסלו, גלוס כנוע ודאי תהילוי, and he will not do it right away. תייסה סז, שוור, I don't understand. If he finds chometz in Pesach, it means that he had it in his house for the last couple of days. So he was over bali roeh the whole time. So do bitul just in case chometz is in the house. Why are you telling me that you're doing bitul just in case it's chometz in the house and you will find it? And you will forget it and you will not rush to mevayer it? Stop, on the side of the chometz in the house, do bitul because you're over bali roeh bali motze. The answer is, I looked for the chometz and I couldn't find him. Midoi reisa, I'm not over bali roeh bali motze because it's chometz she'einoi motzui. So that's the shita satesis. Chometz she'eino imotzui, you're not over bali roe bali motze. If you look for the chometz and you don't find him, not like shita saran, that because you did what you had to do, and this is what the Torah was mechayev you, this is the reason you're not over bali roe bali motze. The reason you're not over bali roe bali motze because it's chometz she'eino imotzui. It's chometz she'eino imotzui. And while it's a chometz she'eino imotzui, you're not over bali roe bali motze. And this means a raya from Vav Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, Chimashkachas lo levat lo, and the Gemara doesn't say that there's a reason to do bitul, because the pass, because you had chometz in the house till now. We mentioned already that the Sarosh, and the Vav Amud Beis, and the Tur, they say nishtazei, that the reason Abayi Nitzor Shiyavata, because maybe it's chometz left in the house, and when it's chometz left in the house, you're even bali roi bali motze b'shoigek. Just the Gemara preferred to say, amazing. But basically, my body is so shivata because there's chometz left in the house. So the Pnei Yeshua brings down a prichodosh here, that the prichodosh is meyaset from this tesis. Chometz she'eino imotzu, you're not over bali roi bali motzu. Deloi ke atur, deloi ke tisarosh. That they hold that chometz she'eino imotzu, you're over, you're oines, you're shegek. And tesis by host holds, chometz she'eino imotzu, you're not over bali roi bali motzu. Chometz she'eino imotzu, you're not over bali roi bali motzu. And on this shita satesves, that Be'etzem, we mentioned it a couple of times during the Masechti, we have to a little bit be mevarer this Shita Satesis. What comes out of Shita Satesis? That chometz, that you don't know where it is, you're not over bali roi bali motzi. Chometz, that you don't know where is the chometz, you're not over bali roi bali motzi. Fregt sich the Shaila, if chometz that you don't know where it is, you're not over bali roi bali motzi. So why the Gemara in Dafdalad Amud Beis says, in the sugya of Maskir V'Soicha, the Gemara declares in the sugya of Maskir V'Soicha, and Maskir B'Yud Gimel, Maskir B'Yud Dalet, Cheskos Ibaduk, Ein Cheskos Ibaduk, you could rely on it, you could rely on an Isha, on a cotton, or you can rely on it. And the Gemara says, Val you did Bitul, Dikas Chometz Derabonon, Demidei Raise, Bebitul Baal Mesagi. As Mevur in the Gemara, that the reason you could say mechan isha v'kotten and b'dikas chometz is because midoy raise b'bitul ba'al mesagi. Mashma, that you have to do a b'dika. So that's what we'll shtel the kasha k'seida. If you're not over on chometz she'enu yodua, so why you have to check chometz b'chlal? Why all our boso b'itkim is a chometz? You don't know where is chometz. If chometz she'enu yodua, you're not over b'ali roya b'ali motze, so why is the din b'chlal to do b'dikas chometz? Don't do b'dikas chometz b'chlal. So that is not such a kasha, maybe with the Rabbanan, Shemir Yovel Ochle. But the Gemara of Dalet states are Deiraisa. And the Gemara of Dalet states are Deiraisa. The Gemara says that mi Deiraisa be Bitul Baal Mesagi. But lu Yitzuyer, you don't do Bitul, so you can't say mechan isha v'kotten that B'dikah was done here. And you will have to do B'dikah yourself. Again, the Gemara says, Shaila, if you did B'dikah or not, you don't have to do B'dikah and you could rely on the isha v'kotten. Why? Because B'dikas Chometz the Rabbanon and the Midori Raisa be Bitul Baal Mesagi. But without Bitul, state clothed and Midori Raisa, you need to do a B'dikah. But it's Chometz She'enu Yadua. You don't know where it is. Chometz She'enu Yadua, you're not able to do Raisa. As they frag the Pnei Yeshua, B'Shem the Prichodosh. How does this hold that Chometz She'enu Yadua, you're not able to do Raisa? And the Gemara of the Dalet state, from the Mishnah, I'm not asking a Kasha, maybe it's the Rabbanon. Not mashma like this in Tesis and that days. But if Dalet Amud Beis state klo that the B'dikah is Deiraisa. If you do Bitul, also Tesis and that day says, if you do Bitul, the B'dikah is Kevin Tzorich Bitul. Deiraisa, the Bitul Baal Mesagi, Amai Tzrichu B'dikah. But without Bitul, about you would have to do Deiraisa. Without Bitul, you would have to take care of it Deiraisa. Zad ibn Yeshua, maybe Mokim Shemachnisim Ber Chometz is Ki'ilu Vadai. It's Vadai that it's Chometz there. Masha'en can buy us, it's not a Vadai. You don't know where it is, you don't know what. There, Ki'ilu, you know, you'll go into Mokim Shemachnisim Ber Chometz, you for sure will find your Chometz. It's a little shver. Martef is also a Vadai. Martef is also a Vadai. You don't know. But maybe he means Vada in Ander and Nusach Kilu. So, but if you go, you will find. You have to open the closet and find the bread. Not that you don't know. You don't remember if you left or not. It's telling me you left. Here you just don't know where the animal hided it, if she hided it, and where she hided it. So here it's called a Sofik, there it's called a Vada. Kenza, as it's like the Pnei Yeshua. But the Shaila is Tesamud Beis, and Yudamud Aleph. Tishto Tziburim Shel Chometz, Ve'echot Shel Matzo, Shtei Tziburim, state in Teisves and state in the Gemara there, that if you don't do Bitul, you have to check Midei Raisa. The Gemara says, if you do Bitul, so then it's the Rabbanon, Sofek the Rabbanon Rekule. But if you don't do Bitul, state in Teisves, Tesam Mudbeis, and the Gemara in Yudam Mudalev, B'Shtei Tziburim, B'Tisha Tziburim Shel Matzo V'Echad Shel Chometz, that you will have to check Midei Raisa. You will have to check Midei Raisa. Fashtenish. But you don't know where is the Chometz, if, or where the animal put it, you don't know. State clothed that without Bitul, it's a Sofik Deiraisa. So how Tesis could say that when I don't know where is the Chometz, it's the Rabbanon, Tesis Mudbeis, Yudam Mudalef, Shtisha Tziburim, Shtei Tziburim, Tesis says clothed without Bitul, it's a Sofik Deiraisa. With Bitul, it's a Sofik Deirabonon. It's a Kushi Atzuma. Well, you say, Anazan Vaiter Nocha Teretz. Yeah, but you saw Chometz coming in there. Here, we didn't see the animal grabbing. Maybe she grabbed, maybe she hid it. Also, there, maybe the animal went into the house and put it in the dining room table. You saw a cat running into the house. Go look. Even the Taisa says Eli Yodua, could be Eli Yodua, has to be not Eli Yodua, but a person doesn't have a good memory, so it doesn't have Aligoy Bali Motsui. Eli Yodua, the Pshat is Mevezi, it's Eli Motsui. It's not Motsui, we come to Rhein, we can't treffen das. It's Eli Motsui, it's Shvidas. I don't know, it's lost. When the animal brought into Chometz to the house, maybe it's not lost. But even if you will say like this, even if you will say like this, but the Fyudom with Aleph will never answer. Al Bodak Veloy Ashkach. Al Bodak Veloy Ashkach. Taisa says that if you didn't do Bitul, Misafik, you will have to check again. Al Bodak Veloy Ashkach. I checked all the house, I can't find it. And even so, Shtetin Taisa is a day reise. So this shit as a Taisa is, even that in the Vov we saw Maharsho and Maharshal, and the Fyud also is a Maharsho and Maharshal that clear about it. When I say the Prichodesh says B'das HaTesis, it's very, very shvel to understand. Very shvel to understand. Any idea? Any idea? This is the first part of Tesis. Then is the second part of Tesis. Hikshor Rashbo. Seder, you're not over midoy reise, Frenchnishkin kasha, zog Tesis. But I'm asking a simple kasha. Frank Tesis, the Morris state, that Masha Mishayer Yanichenu Betzino. Why? Shemo Tov Chuldo. And she will take it into the house, and you will have to check. So we're nervous that maybe, again, we said maybe when the chulda runs into the house, it's different. Say that. Are we not allowed to leave chametz on a shelf? It's a teiva or it's a yisur, because maybe the cat will go and she will run into the house with chametz. So the Tana tells me when we finish the check, tie it up. So the animal could come and run into the house. And here the Mishnah lets me to take a package and to give it to the animal. I have 10 pieces, and the end of the Mishnah, the Fulham would be state, take the pieces and tie them up, just in case the cat will come and run into the house with it. And now, here in the morning, I go and I give the animal to eat. Hikshor Ashbo. 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 Here's Mashma Klo that is a chiyuv to be asked when you finish the check, you have to tie it, or it's kidai to tie it. Here's Meduik and Taita that you have to. Because Taita says if you have to do that, for sure is osur liten lifneim. If it was a eitzah teiva, but Taita had to say, and Avada said, Nish kidai to get into the chayah, she could also mess you up if she'll run away. Because so he's not asking from the facts time how you gave the animal, maybe she ate here and maybe she hid it. Does the Gemara say if she hides it, not a Yisur D'oraisa, so I don't have to be choishish. But as they wish, they don't leave it because maybe the chulda will come and run into the house. So you're also. Yishlechalik ben chayo lechulda megadlin bebatim. That he, the chayo, or the different gil says, the chayo, leimatzneku leayik mechulda atemenes bechorim bezdokim. Here it's a chayo, dear it's a chulda. Chulda is different. So you're not allowed to even open because the chulda could come and run into the house. The chaya, she eats in the place, normally she doesn't run around. And Rashi, you can't say it because Rashi says chaya can go in chulda. Rashi here said chaya can go in chulda. So Rabbeinu Peretz says two terutzim. One I understand, one I'm not so sure. One terutz on Rabbeinu Peretz, we're talking an animal that is tied up. So it can't run into the house. If it's an animal that is tied up, so what is the whole Gemara that she's matzna? She's tied up anyways. Yeah, gzeire otu, animal that is not tied up. So chayot, that is no gzeire, because even if she will do it, she will be matzna. Vashengen bebeim. Vashengen legabi de gzeire de rabbonon, shemotit al befonov, is no gzeire. In a mizok Rabbeinu Peretz, we're talking that an animal is with a long string. I'm not so sure what he means. Mistama the pshat is when she eats here, maybe matzna, but if she runs into the house, you will catch it. The ran and the rosh is mashma avada. We're speaking that you shomer it. That you're putting it in the chotzer, in a place that you know that the animal can't run away. Out of this, the chutz, we have zangum midas rashi. Lama zen, the next thing more. Yeah, לפי תיספס, לבדיק אם נצל בלי רואה, לביצע שמר בלי אוכל. No, but maybe you'll find it. No, it's אינו מוצו. It means it's אינו מוצו. I've had doing Pesach as a chash, you will find it. And you will come to eat. No, Taisa doesn't hold Mapoilus. Taisa's Bechlan not going with that. Taisa doesn't hold it comes to a place of a Mapoilus. It's only I just don't know where it is. The advice is in Taisa's. Lama's on the second Chaylik. Lama's on this good. This second Chaylik, Be'etzem, is a Shlomo, Koyle Asach Sugis, that we learned, that we touched, maybe. Umoichol Lanochri. You're allowed to sell it to a guy. Frag the Gemara Pshita. If you're allowed to be Nene, Avadi, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. Zog the Gemara Lafuke, Mehai Tane. The Tane Beshama Imim Lo Yimko Rodom Chemtzri Lenochri, Elem Ken Yodea Boi Sheikh Lekoidim HaPesach. You're not allowed to sell Chometz to a guy, only if you know that the guy will eat it, will finish it before Pesach. Ubisil Elohimrim. Kol Shoy Shemutar Lecho El Mutar Limko. So Bishama, you're not allowed to sell chametz to a goy if you have a tzad that the goy will not finish it before Pesach. And Bishilel hold, you're allowed to. Bishilel hold, you're allowed to. Machlekes Bishama and Bishilel. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira Omer, kutach, v'kol minei kutach, osu limkor shloishim yoyim koidim ha-Pesach. So again, Bishama hold, you're not allowed to sell. Bishama hold, you're not allowed to sell only if you know that the girl will finish it before Pesach. Only if you know that the girl will finish it before Pesach. If you don't know that the girl will finish it before Pesach, you're not allowed to sell. And Bishilel hold, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yudah zogt Rashi holds like Bishamai, that he was mechadesh and a normal bread 2 days before is enough, 3 days before is enough. Kutach, that takes a lot of days to eat, you have to have 30 days. But Rabbi Yudah holds like Bishamai. The Girsa in our Gemara is Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire. But here they bring down on the side that Ben Beseira is a mistake. You don't have to be Goyres it. It's Rabbi Yudah, not Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseira. So again, Bet Shammai Oimrim, you're not allowed to sell to the Goy. Beisil Elohim, you're allowed to sell to the Goy. Rabbi Yudah holds like Bet Shammai Zogt Rashi. And you're not allowed to sell Kutach even 30 days before. Why 30 days? Because this is the Zman that a person is Mechuyev Levayah. Kutach maybe takes even more than 30 days to eat. Aber 30 days you mechuyev to be doyek for the Pesach. Teisa zog nishta ze. Teisa zog that Rabbi Yudah is going even a little bit of Bishilel, and as a gzeire de Rabbono not to sell Kutach, because Shem Yisroel on it, and people will say that the Yid sold it to him in Pesach. So now, let me again, Pamela, I want to build up the sugi. B'sham I hold you're not allowed to sell chometz to a goy, only if you know the goy will eat it before Pesach. Bishilel hold you're allowed to. Why Bishamai hold you're not allowed to sell chametz to the guy? Why are you not allowed to sell chametz to the guy? Only if you know the guy will finish it. They still hold you're allowed to. Why Bishamai hold you're not allowed to? So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz. Rashi is mashma, the pshat in Bishamai is a din d'oraisa. Look in the last Rashi in the Amud. Koinim ha-Pesach. Shiyoboy ha-Pesach, the kosavri mitzvah alov levaroi min ha-oilom veloi shiyekayo. So what is the reason you're not allowed to sell? Because you have to get rid of the chametz. Veloi shiyekayo. It's a din day reise. It's a modern zach. Why is it a din day reise? But if you sell chametz to the goy, you're able to go? Avada nisht? Shalcho yato roya vata roya shalachem shikwa? You're right, you're not over. But what is the mitzvah? Levaroi. You're not becoming the mitzvah. Novel b'shus ha-toyah. You skip the mitzvah. Avu shteit ha-zazach, and davov amud alef. Rashi says, oise odom oise beitzo, only 30 days before Pesach. The last Rashi in vov amud alef. Delekat chile lav ze biyuroi. So Rashi avar, it's not for lom ha-poyles, if you cover the food in the house with oise. Aber lekat chile lav ze biyuroi. Biyuroi is to get rid of it. So if you know that a goy will eat it before Pesach, you're allowed to sell it to him. If you know the guy will not get rid of it before Pesach, you're not allowed to sell it to him. This is Shitas Rashi Pshat in Bishama. Rabbi Yudah holds like Bishama. Kutach takes 30 days to eat, so don't sell it 30 days before Pesach. Shitas HaTeisves, I'm saying, more mefurish in Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm going to say, Zabba Bismet, Oshteis Rabbeinu Peretz. Zog Rabbeinu Peretz, no! You're not even by Leroy, why not to sell to a goy? It's a din de Rabbonon. That doesn't exist in Stom in our days. Why? Namol, everyone knows who baked every bread. Shem Yisrael on it. Kikoro Shal Nachtoim. They know it's a Yiddish bread. People will see a Yiddish bread by a guy. They'll say, he sold it in Pesach. Bisilalol, we're not choishish to that. So you know, but Kutach has a festa name, even Bisilalol choishish to that. This is our Tesfis. So we have a festa machlekes, Rashi and Tesfis, Pshat and Bechama. Rashi learns Bechama, it's a din doiraise. You're not allowed to sell to the goy because shame is a din levaris achomets min ha'olam. If you're not mevar the chomets min ha'olam, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Kevon shechal sulapok. Aval you're not over the aveira. It's not aveira. Aber the kiyum of the mitzvah, if tashbisu, you're missing the mitzvah. No, but mishus ha'teira. Ein zile katchila, ein zile biyuroi. It's not what the teira wants. Teisus, am teis rabbeinu peretz mefurish, nein, it's a din der rabbono, mit der reises, or what? I saw it, mach nicht das. I'm not over. Now, let me get, this is Shlav Aleph. You saw the Machlekes, Rashi, and Teisus Rabbeinu Peretz, and Teisus Amud Beis, Weiss Teis was going bederech Teisus Rabbeinu Peretz. We'll call it Rashi and Teisus, Letzerich HaInir. Let me get Shlav Beis. I want to build this up more and more. Shlav Beis. Was hat Beisilel? B'sham ha'ol, ein ze b'yuro. You're not allowed to sell it to the goy. So what's hal b'silel? Why b'silel hold you allowed to? Why b'silel hold you allowed to? Ein ze b'yuro. What's the pshat in b'silel? So the fit thesis I don't have to explain. They don't hold from the gzeir. But if Rashi, what's the halb b'silel? We have two drachim. The Meiri says, b'silel hold, zeu b'yuroi. You sold it to a guy, it's also a b'yur. It's also a kiyum of tashbisu. Zeu b'yuroi. It's a kiyum of tashbisu. Now they state Maram Chalave. Rebbe Elchanan says, no. B'silel hold, it's not b'yuroi. The choylik and the ganze b'shama, you're right that it's not b'yuroi. But who said I'm mechuyv to mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu? I'm allowed to be mafkia myself the mitzvah? Like a person has dalet kanfes. He's allowed to take off the dalet kanfes? You're right, he doesn't have a mitzvah. You're right, when you sell it to the goy, you're not mekayim tashbisu. Tashbisu is lehashbis min ha'olam. You sell it to the goy, there's no kiyum of the mitzvah in the chaname. But I was mafkia the mitzvah. I broke the house. I don't have a mezuzah. So what? I took out the baggage. I don't have tzitzis. As was? So klo. We have two drochim. Shita sateisves and sugiya. It's not in sugiya. It's a takole de rabbono levi beit shammai not to sell because shem Yisroel olof. Bisil olof we not goyzer. It's like Rabbi Yudah. About four in kutach. Even levi bisil olof kidai to be goyzer. Because shem Yisroel olof. No sugiya. The Rabbonon's talking about Nagea. Rashi says, Suge de Reise. Shemitzve Levaroi, Tashbisu. Tashbisu. When you sell it to a girl, you're not doing Tashbisu. You're not over. Shelchoi at a roye, Avat a roye shel acherim shel gavoya. Oh, but sinish Tashbisu. Sinish Tashbisu. You're not mekayim Tashbisu. Shelchoi at a roye. Nu, vos halt Rab Yudah? Was halt bisilel? Two drachim. Ona bisilel hold. This is also tashbisu. Hashbosa me'abay, say hashbosa. Ona the hold, you're right that it's not tashbisu. You're not mashbis the chayfetz. But, I'm allowed to be mafkia the mitzvah for myself. I'm drained out. I'm taking off the tzitzis. Shlav beis. So I have two drachim and the machlekes bisilel and bijama. Dainu. First, the shayla machlekes Rashi and Teisves, the mahalach of the sugev, it's a deiraisa dikadin alibu de bijamai. Oh, it's a derabon and dikadin. Rashi holds a deiraisa dikadin, Rabbi Nuperetz, and Teisves holds a derabon and dikadin. And bedas Rashi, was al bisilel. The chaylek, that it's also a kiyum by mechire. This is tashbisu, hashbos min habayis, is a hashbosa. Oh, then you're right. Ein echanami, it's not a kiyum tashbisu. They hold, you're allowed to be mafkiya the mitzvah. This is Shlav Beis. Let me get Shlav Gimel. Before we start to build up the sugya, I want to say a davar amiti. Lo yisi har ba'ibum kem, but it's a davar emes la'amita shel Torah. The Rashi and Tesis here, it's not stam a Rashi and Tesis. Listen carefully. It's l'shitosom mamish, mamish, mamish. Why Tesis didn't learn the sugya that's a deraisa? But you're not allowed to sell it because it's a mitzvah deraisa to make tash bisu. But Shammai holds tash bisu is a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa, tash bisu. And that is a mitzvah deraisa to make tash bisu. So but Shammai holds you're not allowed to be mash bisu. You're not allowed to sell it to the guy, only if you know the guy will eat it. So shein epshat from Rashi, mechudashtik. Why Tesis can't learn like that? Very poshut. You know why Tesis can't learn like that? If b'chamei hold tash bisu, you have to become the mitzvah, you're not allowed to mafgiah the mitzvah. I want to ask you, Shaila, how are you allowed to do bitu? You're not become tash bisu? What is bitu lefi Tesis? Hefker. Tesis himself says, and the Dalad Amud Beis, what is the mark of a bitul? Sholcho ya toroya, va toroya shel achirim shel gavoya. So Tesis says, bitul is mamish like selling to a guy. So how bitul helps the Fibet Shammai? If it's a deen that you're not allowed to mafkeh the mitzvah from yourself, how are you allowed to do bitul? How are you allowed to do bitul? Mafkeh the mitzvah from yourself? Mafkeh the mitzvah from yourself? How are you allowed to do bitul? The Teretz says, Tesis says, Nishtoa Zaz Tzugi, you're not allowed to mafkeh the mitzvah. You're allowed to mafkeh the mitzvah. But Shammai hold not to sell to the goy because Shem Yisrael Olof. Shem Yisrael Olof. But not because you're not allowed to mafkeh the mitzvah. Tesis cannot learn that it's a Yisrael lafkeh as a mitzvah. Tesis can't learn that it's a Yisrael lafkeh as a mitzvah. Why? My bitul helps. Rashi learns, Lefi Bet Shammai, it's a Yisrael lafkeh as a mitzvah. Shaila is, so why bitul helps? Why bitul helps? The Teretz is, why bitul helps? The Teretz is, the reason bitul helps Lefi Rashi is, because Rashi holds, what is bitul? Hashbosa beleiv. To the Maram Chalav Yad Atzad, you're allowed to eat it. The Maram Chalav Yad Atzad, you're allowed to eat it after bitul. So why the Maram Chalav Yad Atzad, you're allowed to eat it after bitul? So Rashi l'shito soy that bitul is a ma'isa hashbosa. So while Rashi holds that bitul is a ma'isa hashbosa, b'meile Rashi holds, it's not a stira. It's not a stira. So by saying we can say very givaldik. The tzusa de shmaisa is a Rashi a teis l'shitosa. Teisus that learns that bitul is hefker, bitul is to sell to a goy. The whole masechta state, you're allowed to sell to the goy. The whole masechta state, you're allowed to sell to the goy. You're allowed to do bitul. So why would Shammai hold you not allowed to sell? Zeira de Rabbanon, Shem Yisroel Olof, no shaychas to bitul. Rashi learns, the whole masechta is bitul is b'cheftze. So you could say, but Shammai hold you have to do bitul b'cheftze. You can't stamp sell it to a goy. You can't mafkiya the mitzvah's tash bisu. Why bitul helps? Hashbosi be'echot mishtein yonim. Oda be'leiv, oda be'peh. Dost exeres akosu. So lefi Rashi is very givaldi. So it's not stamp machlekes Rashi v'teisves. Rashi l'shitosoy, I don't know what started from what. But Rashi has to learn bitul is bitul like we're learning in the Masechti. Because lefi Rashi is bitul is efke, so halavi b'chamei allowed to do bitul? Selling to the guy, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to do bitul? And the state impossible, you're allowed to do bitul. Mashiach levitasis, and you're allowed to sell to the guy. God is a gzeira de rabbonon. The guy is going around with chometz. When you do bitul, there's no shaykh to the gzeira de rabbonon. The man is not a stira. So that's the yisayin of achleikis, Rashi and Tesis. So now, let me gain tzurik to the machleikis. So again, so shita sa Tesis, we said, there's nothing more to explain better. Why is nothing what I explain the Fishita Sateisus? Because the Fishita Sateisus Be'etzem is no Bechamai. It's no Sugi. It's the Isu de Rabbonon. What is the Isu de Rabbonon? The Isu de Rabbonon is Marisain. Mishamai hold is a Marisain. Besilel don't hold from the Marisain. While Besilel don't hold from the Marisain, you're allowed to sell to the guy. Vizel. It's a Sugi Mekoimismoid. Mekoimismoid doesn't change the whole Psochim. Gzeir de Rabbonon, not Gzeir de Rabbonon. Kum Teisa says, Kutach, Alibe de Rabbi Yudeh. Here, Bissir el Amoide. Aber lefi Rashi, It's the Chasuga Dei Reise. Wo steht? It's a mitzvah tashbisu bechefze. And when it's a mitzvah tashbisu bechefze, if you sell it to the goy, you mafkia the mitzvah. So only if you know that the goy won't eat it, you make kind of mitzvah. And they see that we have two tzadim. They're masking tashbisu bechefze, the whole selling to the goy is also a kiyum. Oh no, be seen a lot, you're allowed to skip the mitzvah. You're allowed to mafkia the mitzvah. So now, let me get in Keseder Advar. Let me get in Keseder Advar. We'll start the Firash. The first Kasha, Frank Rebel Chonon. Frank Rebel Chonon, if we learn in Pshat the Firashi and Bishamai, that the mitzvah Tashbisu is to do the Chefze. To do the Chefze. That's the mitzvah of the Rabbonon. To mash me the Chefze. To get rid of the Chefze. I am selling to the Goy, I'm not over Bali Roy Bali Motze. You're right. You're not over Bali Roy Bali Motze. Oh, but there's no kiyum of the mitzvah. You have to make kiyum of the mitzvah. You're right. There's no avera if you sold it to the goy. Oh, but kiyum of mitzvah in ishto. So state, you're not allowed to sell it to the goy. Only if you know that the goy will eat it before Pesach. And if the goy eats it before Pesach, why it's okay? Fight the Berchon, why if the goy eats it before Pesach, it's okay? But you're not mekayim tashbisu. You're not mekayim tashbisu. Why if the goy eats it before Pesach, it's okay? But you're not mekayim tashbisu. What? If, again, lefi Rashi, lefi Beit Shammai, why not allowed to sell to the goy? Well, the mitzvah tashbisu is a chefze has to be mushbat. You're right. Shelcho iya toroye, aber toroye shelachem megavoya. Aber kevon shechal mitzvah tashbisu to mafkia the mitzvah sinish b'seder. You're tafkin is to mekayim the mitzvah. No, so, but I'm not allowed to sell it to the goy if I don't know that the goy will eat it before Pesach. And if the goy will eat it before Pesach, why am I allowed to sell it to him? No, come on. But I sell to the goy, I also don't have chametz anymore. I was mafkia the mitzvah, it's not me. But val it's chal, suloi poka, right? When I sell to the goy, I'm not over bali roy. A person that didn't listen to Beit Shammai doesn't have a avere. He just doesn't have a mitzvah. He just doesn't have a mitzvah. It's like a kohen that goes out from Birkas Kohenim. He just doesn't have a mitzvah. What? If you eat it, so you're doing a ma'is hashbos?
I'm only not allowed to sell to a goy, because that's a
punishment. Why? I'm asking why. Why am I not allowed to sell? One second. Why am I not allowed to sell to the goy? Because it's a mitzvah tashbi suhu. So even though I'm not over the goy has it, I'm not over avere. But val chal mitzvah suloi poka. No, so when you give it to the goy, and he will eat it before Pesach. But where's the kiyum of the mitzvah?
Pesach never came. Pesach never came to make a
Pesach. So, and to say that the goy is mashbit for me, ain't shlichus legoy. What? Some want to say this is called ashbosa. I give it to a big dog. And if I give it to the dog now, it's okay. So I bet some gave it to a dog. What is the difference? It's also my ashbosa. I'm giving it to a person that will eat. Rebbe Cholent says in an other nusach. Rebbe Cholent says. Avad is no key. The not the that I have to be mekayim the mitzvah. I can't go against the idea of the mitzvah. The Torah wants the chometz to be mushbas from the veld. If chometz and Pesach, einach nami, I'm not over the avera, but the Torah wants it to be mushbas. If it's eaten, it's mushbas.
Yeah.
The goy didn't eat it. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Actually, it's a problem. Either way, if the goy didn't eat it, it's a problem. So ask me, I try to do it. So, okay, this is a kleine aura from Rebbe Chonon. Let me listen to Rebbe Chonon's aura. We'll go to the next aura. We'll get back soon to the aura. Rabbi Yudah holds, listen carefully. Ein biur chometz elo sreifo. Rabbi Yudah holds, ein biur chometz elo sreifo. Now, let me trach. Rabbi Yudah holds like Beit Shammai or Rabbi Yudah holds like Beis Hillel? We'll try. We'll start Rabbi Yudah with Beit Shammai. Ein biur chometz elo sreife. Alibed Rabbi Yudah, right? So I'm asking you a shayla. So Alibed Beit Shammai, what helps that you gave it to the goy? What helps that he gave it to the guy? But you are not Mekayim Tashbisu. I'm not Mekayim Tashbisu. The guy eats it, but it's not Tashbisu. I'm going to feed the tzad Shitas Rashi that Sreifa is Koidem Zmanoi. Fishit as states that Rabbi Yudah Sreifa is Lachar Zmanoi without asking a kashe. But Shitas Rashi that Chiyuv Sreifa is Koidem Zmanoi, and we hold him Shitas Rashi, so we'd have gained with the Rashi. So if Rabbi Yudah goes like Bechamai, we'll start first Bechamai with Rabbi Yudah. So if Rabbi Yudah is going with Bechamai, so I'm asking you a Shiloh, what helps to give it to the guy? He will eat it. But there's no Kiyuv Mitzvah Sreifa. You're not Mekayim Tashbisu B'Tzreifet. Maybe with Yunus Chos, maybe it's better. This is one Shaila. Second Shaila, Frank the Veld better. How I'm allowed to eat Chometz Erev Pesach? From 30 days before Pesach, stop to eat Chometz. Because the mitzvah to burn it. You mevatel the mitzvah. The fear of beauty, you mevatel the mitzvah. Eat matzahs. How are you allowed to eat chametz 30 days before Pesach? You mevatel the mitzvah. So comes Rabbi Rashash and says, "Teira shalei shomasam oidem ma'olam." Zog the Rashash that the person, his body is very hot and the asses inside is like fire. So he's mekayim sreif. Is a tzad in the Gemara of Choftes that you have to have wood or the meitzah sodeh. And it's like the Rashash. Oh, the Meitzah Sode, and the ass is the fire, so he's burning it with fire. And it's like the Rashash. So, but the Rashash, I want to say, but the Rashash has a clear revolt that the sugya here is going with Shammai ki Rabbi Yehuda. Especially in an Amud Beis, if we're not Geiris Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire, so the Rashash says, so we have to go like that. Because Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda ki Beit Shammai. Rashi Numud Bey says, Rabbi Yudah ke Beit Shammai. If we're not going as Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire, if we're not going as Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire, so may let's be foolish that Rabbi Yudah is ke Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yudah ke Beit Shammai, if you're not allowed to sell to the guy because of mitzvah Tashbisu, I'm not over. But it's not Tashbisu. I'm not over, but it's not called Tashbisu. But if Rabbi Yudah calls, but I'm not doing Sreife, it's not called Tashbisu. Because when I'm not doing Sreif, it's not called Tashbisu. So if it's not called Tashbisu, so how am I allowed to sell to the guy if he's going to eat it? It's no Sreif. And second of all, how every person is allowed to eat Erev Pesach? How every person is allowed to eat Erev Pesach? This is the third of the Rashash. What? I'm selling to the guy. Why it's not good? The third is, I have to make my mitzvah. I didn't do my mitzvah. I'm not everybody who I'm not doing my mitzvah. Fill up the mitzvah is right. So I'll say, yeah, consult the girl, you myself a little bit. Stay dish to it. So the Gemara had to say, I'm allowed to sell everything. Stay dish to it. Stay dish to it. But we'll go weiter. This is if Rabbi Yudah holds like Beit Shammai. Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman doesn't have a teretz on this kasha. The Rashash and Nishgi Cholan. It's a wider teretz. Shalom Kederach. So, we left with no teretz. Zog Rabbi Elchanan is later. Or it's Kuvtzadik. Zog Rabbi Elchanan, Rabbi Yudah Hotak, Mesilel. That you're allowed to mafkiya the mitzvah. You having a kasha for Rabbi Yudah? Rabbi Yudah Hotak, Mesilel. What is your kasha? Rabbi Yudah holds like Mesilel. Rabbi Yudah holds like Mesilel. But why you can't say that Rabbi Yudah holds like Mesilel? Why you can't say that Rabbi Yudah holds like Mesilel? Because it's totally higher than Pshat and Mesilel. Totally higher than Pshat and Mesilel. If you learn Pshat and Mesilel, that the Pshat and Mesilel is that you're allowed to be mafti at the mitzvah. So Rabbi Elchanan is right. You're asking me a kasha, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. When I'm selling to the guy, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah when I'm selling it to the guy. Ein echanami, he will eat it. But it's a mitzvah sreifa. It's a mitzvah sreifa. So if we learn the Rashash, we don't learn the Rashash. So what will answer? It's not like Besilel. And Besilel holds you're allowed to be mafkiya the mitzvah. This is good if we learn like Rabbi Elchanan, that the pshat in Besilel is that you're allowed to be mafkiya the mitzvah. But if we learn like the Meiri, that the Meiri learns pshat in Besilel, that not that you're allowed to be mafkiya the mitzvah. Besilel holds, what is Tashbisu? That when you sell it, Zog the Meiri, Gamze Hashbose. Hashbose min Abayis, hu Hashbose. Hashbose min Abayis, hu Hashbose. But this is good, Alibi the Rabbanon. That Mefar Vezoyer El Ruach. But Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say that Hashbose min Abayis, hu Hashbose. So Lefi the Meiri, Rabbi Yehuda could never hold like Besilel. Why he can't hold like Besilel? He can't learn in Hashbose min Abayis, hu Hashbose. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Bir Chometz Esreife. So again, to be mind me the Dvori. To be mind me the Dvori. We have a machlekes tesis in Rashi. Lefi tesis, the suga b'chama is tam gzeira de rabbonon. Besilel don't hold from the gzeira de rabbonon. Rabbi Yehuda holds b'kutach besilel namaske. Lefi Rashi is a isur de reise to mafkia de mitzvah tashbisu hu. Ein echanami, I'm not over if I give it to the goy. Aber as a kiu mitzvah tashbisu hu to mashbis de chefze. I have to be mashbis the chefze. If I'm not mashbis the chefze, I have an isu. So b'meile, my mitzvah is tashbisuhu to be mashbis the chefze. B'meile, I'm not allowed to sell it to the goy. B'silil, odam elaut, when we have two tzadim, odam elaut to mafkiya the mitzvah, odam they all, tashbisuhu means me'abayis. Doesn't mean min ha'oilom. B'sham elaut, tashbisuhu min ha'oilom. And b'silil, not min ha'oilom. Tashbisuhu min ha'abayis. This is what Shteyn and Meiri and Maram Chalave. And now here we ask about three kashas. One kasha is, even if he's a why when the guy does it, it's good? Nicht as a schwer. But the other kasha was with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda hold, Tashbisu hu, doesn't mean only the chefze. It means Tashbisu hu besreif. So if it's a halacha that you're not allowed to mafkiya this mitzvah, I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda. So how allowed to sell to the guy and he will eat? How are you allowed to eat yourself? This was the kasha. So we said, Rashar says the teretz when he eats, Odom eats asode, he's burning it with his asses. That's called Maisa Sreife. Tzayda. Warm inside, I don't think exactly. He said in the Metzius, everything burns inside. He said that if you, it's so hot inside, I mean, thousands, the place that the food goes in, it's almost like a fire. As a shomati shoimri. Tzayda, but fault it's not. Not in the dad. If you're Rashash, and Pesach is no. You're asking almost a question. Almost a question. Because in Pesach is Baliroya Balimotze and it's Isur Lo Yechal Chometz. Aber Zok the Rashash, that Alibe the Balamoer, after Chatzois, you're allowed to eat Chometz. Because after Chatzois is no Isur Achille. The Isur Achille is not Nilmat from Tashbisu. So, man, the dear, the world says that if you're Rashash, you're allowed to eat Chometz after Chatzois. And Pesach is Lo Yechal. Aber here the Isur is the Tashbisu. When the Isur comes at Tashbisu, I think when the Zalman is married of them, that the Fidr Hashash comes to is that Erev Pesach, after Chatzois, the Fidr Bala Moer that the Isur is from Tashbisu. Even we have a noe, the Isur... We have a noe, the Isur a noe is from Tashbisu. Yeah. You're allowed to have a noe? The Isur a noe is Tashbisu. Say, I mean, but even if it's right, the shaila is of a vos mit Besilel. Vos mit Besilel. Vos mit Besilel. Rabbi Yehuda cannot shtim mit Besilel. Why? So Rabbi Chonim says, nein, Besilel hold you, they're not choshes to the ganze Rashi Besilel. They're not choshes to the ganze Rashi. But we said, Rishonim shtet nishta zeh. Besilel hold that this is Ashbose me'azbai zeh Ashbose. But Rabbi Yehuda will not fill with Besilel. Rabbi Yehuda will not fit with Besilel. So we left with a kasha. Lefi the Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda is the loike Besilel. And so what? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the loike Besilel. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the loike Besilel. But, we have a poor shayla something. First, we said, even like B'chamai, we had a kasha to eat it, a very shveri kasha. But even if Besilel, so if we look at B'chalon B'seilel, but here's two kashas. Rabbi Elchanan wants to say Rabbi Yehuda will go like Besilel, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold that there's no mitzvah to make a ma'aseh hashbosa. You're allowed to skip. You're allowed to dray out. As if you're allowed to be pushed at the talis. You're allowed to mafkia from yourself the mitzvah. So we have two kashas on it. Why you can't say like Rebbe Elchanan? Three. First, the Meiri state nishtazay. Meiri state klor that Besil El Hor, that this is the Ma'aseh Hashbosa, and we're not shtim with Rabbi Yehuda. But more from that, Rashi and Davovo mut Aleph state, the love ze biyuroi. Even in Al Oyva Bali Roe, Rashi says you have to be mashmish min ha'olam. Is the Loike Besil El? Not only that, and Amud Beis, our Gil says Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Rashi holds like Beit Shammai. More from that, Rashi of Chof Zayin Amud Beis state, that when a person has chometz 30 days before Pesach lefi Rabbi Yehuda, he has to burn it. And he's not allowed to mefar v'zer el ruach. Because he has a chiyuv to make a ma'aseh sreifa. The Gemara had a tzad that you have to have eitzim. So Gemara, if he doesn't find eitzim, yoshev v'botel, he will not mekar the mitzvah sreifa. So it's Rashi 30 days before Pesach, he's chiyuv to make the ma'aseh sreifa. So it's chalom mitzvah and sulei poker. So this is the shverkeit. These are the shverkeit. So the Veld says, we have zogged a little bit anders. A little bit anders. No want to be mad, what is the anders? But that's the thesis, we're leaving it, as Avada, Beit Shammai hold. Everyone holds, there's no issue to mafkia the mitzvah. I'm not mechuyav to do the shmisu. I'm allowed to get rid of it without it. If I want to do the mitzvah, maybe I have a chetimtzis. I'm not mechuyav to do the shmisu. There's no inyan to do the shmisu. No inyan to do the shmisu. No, it's a gzeir de rabbonon. And we still don't hold from the gzeir de rabbonon. Rashi state is, b'shama hod, I'm not allowed to mafkia the mitzvah. And we still lachoylek, and we said, not because you're allowed to mafkia the mitzvah, this day hod, it's also a kim of a mitzvah. This is the way we learn till now. We had kashas. Was mit Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda ordered tzreife. So for sure, if you b'shama, it doesn't make sense. And even if you b'shama, the rashash also has the kash. Zog de welt, mit der Zogna bissel anders mit das Rashi. Not the pshat, like we learned till now, I'm not allowed to be mafkia the mitzvah. Chal suloi poka. I have to do a maisa hashbose, vesuloi poka. Vesuloi poka. Not mistabo. Not mistabo. Suloi poka, chalo is din, I'm not allowed to mafkia. No, it's not the vote. The vote is anders. Kodesh Baruch Hu told me, Tash Bisuhu, get rid of the chometz. Hashem meant, get rid of it. Hashem didn't say to give it to a goy. To give it to a goy, we learn from Shilchoya, Toroya, Toroya, Shilachem, Shilgovoya. Hashem didn't say to give it to the goy. Hashem said, Tash Bisuhu, you have to get rid of it. So the purpose of the Torah is to get rid of it. What the Torah said to get rid of? When I'm standing 2 days, I have chometz before Pesach, 2 days. The Torah told me to get rid of the chometz, or the Torah lets me to eat it? The Torah lets me to eat it. The Torah didn't say I have to get rid of it. What the Torah said, something else completely. The Torah said, you're not allowed to leave chometz and Pesach in your house. You're not allowed to leave chometz and Pesach. You have to get rid of it. If you decide to leave chometz, if you decide to leave chometz and just skip the Torah, it's novel b'shus ha-Torah. Hashem doesn't want to see the chometz. He told you to get rid of it. If you want to dry her up, it's b'seilah. Oh, but chometz that is not going to stay for Pesach, the Torah never spoke about it. We're not saying as a chalois din, chal al chometz suloi poka. The Torah said, get rid of it. The Torah said to get rid of it. Don't leave it here with the kuntz. So if you're selling it to a guy, zok b'chamay, it's a kuntz. If the guy is going to eat it, there's no problem. Chometz that you're not planning to have in Pesach, Hashem doesn't have an inyan that you'll be mashbis. Even if it's a beauty, there's a din sreifa, there's no din. Chometz that you're planning to leave in Pesach, zok the Torah, burn it. Don't stop, leave it, burn it. Don't skip the Torah. But chometz that you're going to eat before Pesach, the Torah never said that you have to get rid of it. Now we'll go one mistake. Was halt Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel hold, not that the cholek on this yesoid. But what chometz the Torah wants to get rid of? Chometz shel Yisrael. Chometz shel Yisrael the Torah wants to get rid of. Chometz shel Nochri, the Torah never tried to get rid of. If this chometz is going to stay by a yid, just with a skip, this is the Torah doesn't want. Aber if it's by a guy, that's not the chomet of Israel. The Torah doesn't mind. I'll tell you why I'm saying it. You're chatan afkimina. Two nafkiminas. Rashi in the Vov says, Velav ze biyuroi. Is the loike bisila? I'm asking you, Rashi in the Vov is the loike bisila? Rashi says, you're not allowed to do mapoilus. Like, atchilu, you have to get rid of it. Lav ze biyuroi. What's the loike bisila? I will tell you, we will chapa nafkimina lemaise. Not sure 100%, but can't say. We will chapa nafkimina. What would be if a person sold a chometz to a different yid, and a different yid is keeping it for Pesach? You sell chometz to a different yid, and he's not going to eat it. Chutz from lifneiva. Chutz from lifneiva. Could be besila or be moide, but you're not allowed to. Because you're not mashbisit. Because you're not mashbisit. So again, if in the first hezber, we're explaining chal suloi poka. Kevin shechal suloi poka. Masha'en gain. Lefi, the second malach is not a chal suloi poka. It's not a chal suloi poka. It's a din that chomet that you're going to leave for Pesach, you're not allowed to dreher up. Chomet that you're not planning to leave for Pesach, you're allowed to dreher up. So I think ken zayin afkimine. We have the ma'aser like this. Lefi teisus, we said the isur derabbanon and besila don't hold from the isur derabbanon. Lefi rashi is the isur deraisa lefi b'sham el hafkia es ha-mitzveh and besila hold that you're allowed to. We said, why are you allowed to? Odo yistam, you're allowed to drei arois. Odo zeu tashbisu. And now we say maybe because when you're selling it to a goy, it's also called that it's not chomesh el Yisrael. This is what besila hold. We have in Davov also rashi said, lav ze biuroi. And aloha ke besilel. But the Torah says, only when you're selling to a goy, besilel ha-matir. But if you leave it in a house and it's mapoiles, besilel ha-nat matir. So, let me clear on a shaila. I'm saying, I don't know if it's a shaila, but maybe it's a chetimtza to check it out. What would it be if you sold to a goy chometz? If you sold to a goy chometz, and he was planning to eat it. Now the ma'aser, the goy tells you after he bought it, he's not planning to eat it. And you're early chayit. Is the Indian to buy it back? You have chometz. You're not allowed to sell if you put chametz to the goy, only if he's going to eat it. The goy said he's going to eat it. Now the goy says he's not going to eat it. So I'm not sure bichlal if the kasha is a kasha. Could be a person is not mechuyev to spend so much money to save it, to take it out of the goy. Could be. But I'm saying, is the Indian or not? Lefi the way Rebbe Elchanan understands, yeah? Kevon shechal tashbizu sulei poka. Sulei poka. Sulei poka. But lefi the second Hezbek, it's not sulei poka. I have to get rid of chometz that I'm going to leave for Pesach. This chometz was not chometz that was planned to leave for Pesach. Chometz that was not planned to leave for Pesach, could be you don't have to get rid of. Now, the next sugya, one Bez Hashem, Yom Rishon, to see the sugya, I know that's sugya Rechova, the sugya from Chol Choy Koydem Zmanoi, but Ich Betake, now it's the last day of Zman, I want to this sugya of Chol Choy Koydem Zmanoi, Betzim in Aloche, it's a small sugya in Shas, but in Aloche it's a very big sugya. All of the shayla of the medicines, you're allowed to take medicines in Pesach that don't have hechsher, that lemaisa have chometz inside or not. That 80% of the Vade HaKashos give a hechsher, even that they know there's chometz inside, because they hold one pshat in the sugya. They say there's no chometz, but it's chometz go more inside. They learn one mahalach in the sugya, and 20%, they learn a different pshat in the sugya, and mainly they have a list, what yes and what not. And I'm saying, we have the Siyata Dishmaya, so normally doing this man, we can't get a right to all the protein, but if we have the Siyata Dishmaya, it's mamish the next sugi of Chol Chol Koyin and Zmanoi, Bez Hashem Yom Rishon, I want to do behekef the ganze sugi.